Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Monday, April 3rd, 2023. 37 degrees, which is almost 3 degrees Celsius. 83% humidity. No big hair dude. No dudes at all on the north-south train this morning. I don't know what that means. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Hey, I wanted to lead off with a benediction to those that don't tune in regularly. I don't expect anyone to listen to this faithfully. I know some of you do, and that's marvelous, and thank you, but I have no illusions about the compelling nature of this content. So please don't, please, if you're going, oh God, I haven't listened in forever, I'm a terrible person. No, you're not. You're a very reasonable person. And I certainly don't think you're a terrible person. So please don't sweat the faithful attendance thing. That's not required, at least not by me. Anyway, so weekend update. I went and I saw Puerco Rico at OMSI on Saturday. Big IMAX theater at the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. Although technically, apparently it's not technically an IMAX. Apparently the curvature of the screen is a few degrees off, and the height is not quite to specification for IMAX requirements. So it's just a really big screen, a huge screen, but not an IMAX. But if I say IMAX, you have a clearer idea of what I'm talking about than if I say really huge screen. So, and it was Allie, her partner, his partner, Danny, her friend, can't remember her name, and Pierce, which was a great group. Muse was supposed to make it, but she was still fighting a nasty cold and hacking up phlegm, poor thing. So she demurred, and I don't blame her. But so we saw Puerco Rico, which is a Studio Ghibli anime, and honestly, between you, me, and the fence post, it was my first Kurosawa Studio Ghibli movie. No, not Kurosawa. Oh, God. See, I've already screwed it up. Miyazaki? No. See? This is, I don't know the nuances of this. I don't know all the particulars. And as a nerd, I realize that puts my nerd cred on the line. Regardless, it was my first. And it was magnificent. Beautiful. Very noir in many qualities. Very romantic in others. Very strange. I mean, the story's about a dude that got turned into a pig. And everybody's okay with that. Everybody's a little curious how he got turned into a pig. But it's like, okay, he's a pig. Well, there you go. He's also a fighter pilot during World War One. World War One? World War Two? World War Two? No, World War One. Yeah. And it takes place in Italy, and it was lush. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. The scene painting was magnificent, and on that huge screen, it just played it out that much more. It was majestic and sweet and charming, and I really enjoyed it. The fact that I was sitting next to Allie may have had something to do with it. Oh, and Michael was there too. Did I mention that? But yeah, so sitting next to Allie was a nice addition to the niceness of the evening. But yeah, pals. Allie wasn't feeling particularly well either, so it was strange sitting so close to her and being enraptured by the movie and also being deeply drawn to her literally an inch away from me. And it's not like there was any danger of impropriety. Desire of impropriety, yes, but there was no peril. But I could feel that charge, that proximity. It was exciting and lovely. The whole event was marvelous. And then I had a date night with Muse, and the main thing I was going to do was go over and basically make chicken noodle soup. It wasn't noodles, it was coq au vin, but it's still chicken soup, which is good for what ails you. I may have overdid it on the pepper. No, not may have. I definitely overdid it on the pepper. But hey, you know, that'll help clear out the sinuses, right? It's good medicine. Good medicine. But Muse and I had our first... It's not an argument. It's a problem. It was... a challenge, a speed bump, a hurdle, whatever. Details are not necessary, but I screwed up. I broke a trust. And trust is incredibly important to Muse. It is essential. It is vital for her in her relationships to be able to trust her partners. And it's also kind of a thing for polyamory and ethical non-monogamy in general, but for Muse it's particularly important. And I absolutely respect that. So it was a rough evening / morning. And first of all, Muse continues to astonish me with her emotional maturity and understanding of how things work in a relationship. She's done this a lot more than I have. And She was awesome. I mean, we talked it through Saturday night. We talked a little more yesterday, texted, and we're gonna be okay, but that's not something that just goes away. It's not a whoops, sorry, I broke your trust. That doesn't go away. But it will be okay. It's a weird, uncomfortable place for me. Oh, what a shock. You know, it's not like I'm supposed to be comfortable. or feel good about what I've done. But it's like, I know Muse was hurting. I know she's in need of some support and comfort. And I can't give it to her because I'm the one for, I'm the reason she needs support and comfort. So not only have I hurt someone I care about, someone I love, but I also can't comfort them when they are hurt. So it's like, wow, two strikes. You, and it's like, oh, poor you, you did the bad thing. So yeah, we should feel sympathy for you. And I'm not saying it's like that, but in my head it is. Again, welcome to my head. But it's been a weird couple of days, a strange weekend. But on the whole, I think this will be better for Muse and I. You know, I think we will get past this and we'll be stronger for it. It's gonna take a while. But if the relationship is strong enough to sustain it, then it's a strong relationship, which is a very obvious thing to say, but you know what I mean. So. And now that I've seen the Studio Ghibli movie and know how delightful they are, I may need to make my way through the rest of them. God, I can hear some of you going, what? You haven't seen Studio Ghibli? I thought I knew you, Robison. And some of you going, Giblets? Is this like corn? I love the fact that the breadth and scope of my friends and associates is so broad. At the mention of a name like Ghibli, it's like the full spectrum of responses. I take that as an achievement, an accomplishment on my part. So, and then tonight I get a date night with Allie. Or she gets a date night with me. We get a date night together. There we go. That's how we roll. So, and that will be lovely. Life keeps lifing, man. Weehaw. Anyway, I'm back at Jameson Square, which I'm going to rename Corvid Corner, because the crows definitely seem to enjoy roosting here. So that's a walk for Monday. A new day. Of a new week, of a new month. Technically kind of a new season too. First full month of spring, allegedly. Although we're supposed to be getting snow later on tonight, so I can't tell you what that's all about. But lots of new beginnings here, so celebrate that. And if you want to start something new, look at all the energy you have backing you up, supporting your new endeavor, your new resolution, your new resolve, whatever. I hope you have a lovely Monday. And however it goes down, hold fast to the wisdom of Brother Zig, who in his wisdom reminds us that despite everything, you can create. There is no requirement, there is no portal, no gate entry fee, no mandated study time, no chaperones, no dress code. Just create. You're qualified and deserving. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. because you will be astonished at what can happen when you do. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.